It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing, they are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rafflinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Baldwin City. You hear the cheers from the crowd, right? It's not them cheering for Benedictine, I got to guarantee you that. Baker University, Benedictine with a long-standing rivalry. And as the Ravens getting set to be introduced by the public address announcer to the crowd on hand, the fans for the Wildcats here having a little fun. What do you think about that? It's all good. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to share, if we may, with you the starting lineup for these two teams tonight. For the Baker University Wildcats and head coach John Dooley, they're going to come into the game tonight at 13-1 and 8-3. You know what that means? That means it's a really, really very good. And for Benedictine, it's not going to be any kind of an easy battle here tonight. And let's just give you the starters for Baker and Coach Dooley. By the way, they are 8-3 in the conference. Baker is going to be starting Jalen Patterson, He's been around here, it seems like, so long. The senior, 5'10". He's a good one out of New Orleans. Corey Jones is a 6'2 sophomore from Dallas, Texas. From Memphis, Tennessee, is 6'1". It's going to be senior Justin Batt the second. You're going to have Quentin Harvey, a sophomore out of Tulsa. He's 6'7". And in the middle of 6'7", the junior from St. Charles, Missouri, Braden Wiggs, a familiar group of returning players for head coach Sean Dooley. For the Benedictine Ravens and head coach Ryan Moody, his associate head coach John Peer. Benedictine is going to be starting Sam Ungashik, the 6-foot freshman from Blue Valley West. Ahmad Lewis, the 6'2 junior from Kansas City, Missouri. You're going to find Jaden Timmy out there from Omaha. He's out of Creighton Prep, a 6'6 senior. Looking down the line, you're going to find Braden Belt, a junior, 6'1 from Andover, Kansas, and rounding it out, Liberty, Missouri native, 6'6 senior, Tyson Caffey. The ball goes up, the tip is away, Baker's going to control it down, and we are underway. Benedictine getting a couple of minute early start. All the people in this gym, everybody is good with that. Bouncing to the right side, dropping a shoulder, twisting, turning, pushing, and scoring. Well, just like that, Braden Wiggs will get the first bucket of the game. Baker's going to drop back on defense, and here comes BC. Ravens are going to have their first offensive touch of the ball. And we're going to get a foul called. The whistle is going to be on Baker's Quinton Harvey. Harvey picking up his first foul of the ball game, and BC, with Ahmad Lewis doing the inbound work, is going to be putting in a play from the far side. 19:20 to go in the opening half. Ravens, Sam Ungashik comes out on top. BC rotates it around the edge. Down to the baseline. The three. Ahmad hits the back of the rim. And the long rebound cleared away by Baker. Brock has coming the other way. He'll hook it out on top. The bat. He'll take it to the top of the key. Getting it there to Wiggs. Ravens in their player defense. There was a travel. Yep. Baker with a little mishandling of the basketball by Corey Jones is going to hand it back over to Benedictine. And we're down to 18:58 to play. First half, 2-0, Wildcats in front. Benedictine in the home black, or their traveling black uniforms with red and white. Baker in the home white with orange. Here's the three. Timmy, no. And a rebound cleared away by Baker. Corey Jones will clear it down, and up the floor with it comes Jalen Patterson. Patterson falling away from the baseline left, drains it for the long two. Long two-point shot knocked down for the Wildcats, and Jalen Patterson. It is 4-0. Now we're stopping play for a minute. Coach Dooley is having a word with one of the officials out here. Not unusual for Benedictine to find themselves trailing by a little bit early in the ballgame. Kind of like KU, they don't mind, you know, kind of getting a little, the game legs beneath them and then come roaring back. Not necessarily the recipe that you like, but it can work, and it has worked for Benedictine this year. Here's Tyson Caffey out on top. The shot from the top by Belt, no good. Rebound tipped around under the white jerseys underneath the goal. Baker's going to come the other way with it. 18:20 to play. We're in the opening half. Driving all the way to the baseline. Skip pass over to the corner left. Comes back out on top. Thinking about the three. It's going to be Patterson, and he'll lose the handle on the ball. It's going to be batted away. Up court with it will come Benedictine. Now it's going to be knocked away and lost out of bounds. And they're going to come back and try to figure out what has happened in the backcourt. We got an official with a... going to come back here, and we got a player that's down on the court. We'll see what's going on with him. 18:06 to go in the first half. 4-0. Baker with the lead. We're getting up very quickly, and after he lied there for a minute, Jalen Patterson trots off the floor. The trainers are going to give him a look-see at the end of the Wildcat bench, and Benedict and Sam Ungashik will do the inbound work for the Ravens. They'll get it in over to the left side. Belt mishandles it for a moment, but he's able to recover. Get a hold of the ball. Cuts inside. That's a nice move. And Braden Belt up and in for two. And Benedictine is on the board. They trail it 4-2. Now the shot's up and good from the outside for Baker. It is now 6-2. Bobcats did not fool around, man. They got down the court, got the shot, airborne and in, and Benedict is just that quickly back the bucket by Wiggs. He's quickly got 4 points. Over to the right side with it, Tyson Caffey comes out on top. The three for Belt. That one's going to come up short. Those are a couple of missed threes for Braden here early in the game. Are the kind of shots that he likes, the ones that he takes, when he's been very successful with those so far this year, but they have not fallen yet early in the game tonight. Here's a falling away three for the right side. It's definitely good. And Baker starting off a little on the hot side. That bucket is knocked down by Quinton Harvey. It is quickly 9-2 at 17 minutes to play in the half. Here's Brown for another three. Misses. And a rebound, Ungashik. Back over to the right side to Braden Bell. BC will jump into the corner. Down to the block. Tyson Caffey has it blocked out of his hand. My goodness. Tyson has it just ripped away from him and rejected. Back up comes Baker. They'll have it down the right side, leading a 9-2. Ladies game, very one-sided. Wildcat win. Quaker guys are hoping to replicate that. Here's a feed underneath, and Wiggs gets fouled, I suspect, by Tyson. No, they're going to call it on Sam. Ungashik will have his first foul of the game for Benedictine. It'll be team foul one. 16:25 to play in the opening half. Big guys coming out of the game for Baker. You can imagine it. He's that large, 6'7", 75, 80. Refer to him as the aircraft carrier type body style. He's just big, wide, strong guy. So he's not out there too long. Here's a jump shot from the top. Three more. Back-to-back three-point shots for Quinton Harvey. The Ravens in a little trouble early, trailing by double digits, down 12-2 with 16 to go in the first half. Ungashik slides right side, top side Timmy. Skip pass right into the hands of a Baker player. Luckily for Benedictine, back up the floor very quickly. Ungashik was able to step in front of the outlet, steal it back, and now the shot by Belt is blocked away. Baker coming the other way. Baker with the basketball. Benedictine trailing by 10. Here's a three. It will be short. Tyson Caffey rebounds it down. Baker's come into the game now with Noah Rigatuso from Omaha, 6'6 sophomore. Again, Rigatuso, a familiar name if you follow Baker basketball. We're going to get a driving shot by Timmy. No good. And we're going to get a blocking foul on the floor. Pitcher's going to come over to the scorer's table and let us know. The foul is going to be on Baker's Joshua Kelly. So Kelly picking up his first foul of the game. Team foul two by Baker. And at the line for the Benedictine Ravens is going to be Jaden Timmy. First free throw. Rolls around the rim a couple of times, but it's good. One more shot coming up for Timmy. Jaden's going to take his time to the right-hand dribble, turns it up and in. Give him his first 2 points of the game. And Benedictine doubles its offense with that appearance. It is now 12-4. Timmy coming out of the game for Coach Moody. And for Benedictine, we're going to see the first appearance of Preston Reynolds tonight. Baseline three, up and good. No, we're going to see a toe on the line. I didn't see it. But Quinton Harvey thought he had his third three, but he doesn't. Two threes now and a two, and it is 14-4. We're 5 minutes into the game, 15 minutes to play in the opening half here in Baldwin City. Baseline shot is going to be up and short. Coming up short with the four Benedictine is going to be Ahmad Lewis. And back the other way, here's a three. Too long. And Ahmad Lewis, I don't know why he didn't grab the ball. The ball bounced out above the free throw line, and he just kind of punches it over toward Preston Reynolds. Preston said, I had no idea that was coming. He didn't. He couldn't. And it goes off Preston and out of bounds. And Benedict's going to give it back to Baker on a very unnecessary turnover. Ravens are going to bring Joel Adise into the game now. 14:40 to go in the opening half. Wildcats with a basketball leading Benedictine by 10. The drive over to the left side. It's going to be batted away. Rebounded down. The baseline three. It's another one. Ravens are going to have to get a hand in front of Quinton Harvey. He'll have 50 tonight. We're taking a break with Benedictson. Time out of the court at 14:30 to go in the opening half. Wildcats 14, Ravens 4.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back here to the Collins Center on the campus of Baker University. The Benedictine guys getting, let's just call it a slow start to this one. How about that? 17-4. Baker has jumped out in front with 14:30 to play in the first half. For Baker, well, 7-9 shooting the ball. That's about 80% almost, 78. Benedictine is 1 of 9 shooting the ball. That's 11. Ravens from the outside are 0 for 6. Baker's 3 of 5. Here's the deal. Much like the ladies' game. Coming out early, shooting poorly, the home team shooting extremely well. That is a recipe for bad things to happen to a visiting team. And that's what the Ravens are looking at right now, trailing 17-4. So Benedictine taking a timeout. Coach Moody having a word with his guys out on the floor. Let's see what they've come up with. Over to the left side, Preston Reynolds comes out on top, belts. Back over to Preston. Into the corner it comes to Belt, and as he tries to get it to Sam, it'll be batted away and lost out of bounds. Raven ball in front of the Baker bench with the shot clock down to 10. Ungashek will take the inbound. Here's Benedictine back on offense. Sam goes into the lane, kicks it over to Preston. Back it'll come to Sam, and there's your whistle. So Benedictine going to turn it over, did not get a shot at the rim. 14:05 to go in the half. 17-4 for Benedictine. We're very quickly going to see players coming in from the bench, and the first one is going to be Jake Thompson. BC needs some kind of an offensive spark here. Here's an uncontested baseline three, and the Ravens lucky that one did not go down. For the Wildcats, left all alone was Noah Rigatuso. BC will bring it back up the floor. Ungashik comes over to the right side to Belt. Back out on top of Sam to Ahmad. Ahmad cuts across the lane and reaching in to defend him. It is going to be the second foul of the game by Joshua Kelly. Kelly, the senior from Memphis, Tennessee, commits the second foul. And Benedictine is going to take Belt out of the game for Thompson. And now, quickly running into the game for Benedictine. Ungashik will come out, and the Ravens are going to bring Anthony Hall into the game. So for BC, not a traditional five out there right now. Here's Preston Reynolds down at the baseline. He will turn and shoot. The ball may have been somewhat deflected, not sure. A lot of traffic down there, but it doesn't go in. Baker coming back the other way with it. Wildcats will have it up on top, and now swing it around to the right side. They will look into the middle with the ball down to the baseline to Rigatuso. He'll go into the lane, jump it over to the left. Ty Henry's in the game. Pushes it back off on top to Josh Kelly. Running shot up and good. Underhand sweeping shot off the glass. It's going to be up and in for Ty Henry. Or make it Josh Kelly. Josh Kelly gets credit for that one. Benedictine now down 19-4. And we're at 12:40 to go. We got a Wildcat foul. Foul is going to be on Ty Henry. For Benedictine, we just talked about it, Gus and I, on Sports Look last night, if you heard our rare and special Wednesday night edition. But for Benedictine, double digit, or 20 wins. Almost kind of a goal, kind of a benchmark for postseason. And the Ravens, with a good second half of the conference season, able to attain that, but this is no way to begin the second half of the season, finding yourself down by 15, and now they don't score. Back up with it's going to come Baker. Left side, here's a three. That was perfect. Freshly into the game for the Wildcats is Braden Griffith, the Frisco, Texas 6'3 sophomore. He hits three. It's now 22-4, and the Ravens in terrible jeopardy early in the game. 12 minutes to go. The shot underneath is not going to go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Adise. He will follow it home. How about that? Joel Adise. 22-6. And now the Ravens are going to take it away. Quickly down the floor is going to go Hall, and the driving shot for Benedictson is up and good. Ahmad gets the steal from Jalen Patterson. And Benedictson finishes it on the other end with a Jake Thompson layup. 11.5 to go in the half. Baker backing in, inside the block, backing in, falling away. The shot, no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down off the miss underneath by Braden Wiggs. Here comes BC with 11-11 to go in the half. Thompson will cut across, and he threw that ball into the fifth row of the stands. He was just kind of lobbing it into the corner. He was looking for Preston Reynolds over there. Preston Reynolds would have had to be about 9 feet tall to have any chance of reaching that pass, and BC will turn it back over. Here comes Baker. Ravens are going to make additional changes out of the court. Now Tyson Caffey comes back in. Belt is in. Thompson remains in the game. LaRue remains in the game. Here's a three-point shot. It's up and good. I didn't even have to tell you. You hear the Rockets Baker crowd having a great time tonight. Great Griffiths with a second three. 25-8. We got 10:40 to play first half. Baker is on a 100-plus point pace. And on the pass for Tyson Caffey, thrown away. Back up with the welcome to the Wildcats. He'll dish it right. Go baseline. Swing it back off on top. Feet to the big guy. Wiggs underneath. Off the window and good. Two more for Wiggs. He's got six. 27-8. Here's a driving shot on the other end for Preston Reynolds. First points tonight for Preston. 27-10. Here's a three. Ravens are down by 20. From way out on top above the key. The three-point shot by Jalen Patterson. It is 30-10. And we've got 10 minutes to go. We're in the first half here in Baldwin City. Baker's on a 120-point pace. Down the right side, Jake Thompson, jump shot, soft. Rebounding it down is going to be Baker. Up the forward to basketball is going to come Jalen Patterson. Skips it over to the left side. Rigatuso got fouled. There is our media timeout under 10 minutes. Off that foul, we'll be back. Timeout on the court. 9:30 to go in the first half. Baker 30, Benedictson 10.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Happy to have you along with us here this evening. Benedictson College basketball. It is the middle of a three-game week. BC having played Monday, tonight Thursday, going to be playing back up in Enola Gymnasium after a three-game road trip. Welcome them back. Come on up to the gym. It's going to be Sidewalk Cafe. It's going to be student appreciation. And it's going to be a different starting time than you have on your originally printed schedule. Or if you have not noticed the update, they have adjusted the time so that you may, if you elect, watch perhaps your favorite professional football team. Here's what's going on. Benedictine is going to be at home Saturday with Park. They moved the ladies' game till 12 noon up in the Nolan Gymnasium. The guys are going to tip off at an anticipated 2 o'clock. That could very well get you home for kickoff, and certainly going to get you home very, very early in the opening quarter. Ladies' games going on around the conference. The one that you had here on Care Radio, Benedictine, coming up a little bit short here tonight. First free throw is going to be up and good for Baker. BC losing tonight 67-47. Other games around the conference, it was Peru over Mount Mercy 61-53. Valley over Culver Stockton came from behind to win it 57-56. Penn just blew up, got blown up by Grandview. Grandview winning it 88-43. You've got Clark, a 40-point winner over Graceland. Central Methodist by 30 over Mid-America. And Evangel 71-59 over Park. So, there's your games that went on. A couple of free throws for Baker, and it pushes the Wildcat lead now to 32-10. 9:20 to play in the half. Here's Timmy for three. Can't get it to fall. Ravens just seem to have found a lid on the basket. Both the ladies and guys seem struggling to get some points on the board. Here's a shot from the top. The crowd is stunned that an unusual event as a three-point shot does not go in for Baker. BC up the floor, Ungershick to Reynolds. Back to Sam. He knifes it, stops in the lane, dumps it over, and before he can get rid of the ball, he'll be called for a travel. So Sam Ungershick will turn it over. And Benedictine, trailing by some 22 points. Back on defense. 8.5 to go in the first half. Park will have the ball up top side. They'll swing it to the right side to Jalen Patterson. Patterson, head fake, loses his defender. Kicks it back behind him to the right side. Back to Patterson. He's alone. It's a three. Yes. Yes, it's good. This team is absolutely incredibly hot tonight. It is a 35-10 game. And we've still got 8 minutes to play. First half. Top side with it for Benedictine. It's going to be Ungershick. Tries to get away at three. Can't. The defense is quickly up in his grill. Over to the right side. Jaden Timmy back in the game. Timmy gets tripped. Gets back to his feet. Gets it over to Preston. Preston doubled up at the baseline. Sends up a shot that's 3 feet wide to the rim to the left side. And the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedictine. Ravens are going to bring Ahmad Lewis back in. He's going to take Reynolds out. So you're going to have Ungershick, Lewis, Timmy, Belt, and Campy. Coach Moody has rotated through his players and has gotten back to his starting five. 7:45 to go with a half. Tyson Campy takes the inbound, dribbles toward the top, kicks it over to the right side. Jump shot is going to be up and good. Braden Belt gets his fourth point of the game. 35-12. And we've got 7.5 to go in the opening half now. Baker going to make maybe his first real mental mistake of the game as they threw to the top just as a player who was at near center circle and broke it toward the baseline. So that ball is going to go into the backcourt, over and back and out of bounds. BC will have it in right in front of Baker head coach Sean Dooley in the Wildcat bench. Shot clock at 20, which surprises me a little bit. Sam goes left side. Here's a three. Hey, there's a shot from the outside. Belt for three. Braden Belt collecting his seventh point. And it's 35-15. So Benedictine back to within 20. The ball is going to be knocked away. It's on the floor, rolling around, picking it up. Braves are going to break down the court. Easy layup. Belt for two. Ahmad Lewis gets credit for the steal. I would give him an assist on that one also. And to a very silent gymnasium. Baker takes the timeout, and they're going to want to regroup a little bit as the Ravens on a bit of a run. Taking a break, Joseph with 6:56 to go in the opening half. It is Baker 35, Benedictine 15.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Hey, welcome back to Baldwin City, everybody. Baker puts the ball in play. Here's a three. Wow. That's another one. Up and good from the right side. And the Wildcats have been absolutely just stunning shooting the basketball this evening. That is a three-point shot for Noah Regatuso, and then Benedictine is going to be fouled here along the near side. It's going to be the first foul of the ball game for Bath. Take a look at the shooting numbers right now for these two teams. How about Baker? They're 14 of 19, 8 of 12 three-point shooting, perfect at the free throw line. Benedictine to the right side. Ahmad Lewis for three. There it is for Ahmad. His first points of the game. And it's now 38-20. And Benedictine back to within 18. For Benedictine, 7 of 22. And with that last hit, three-point shot, they're now up to 2 of 9 from the outside. We got a foul in the backcourt. It's going to go against the Wildcats, and Benedictine will be putting it back in play. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Harvey. Pitching Harvey, the 6'7 sophomore from Tulsa, Northern Oklahoma College at Enid, his last stop. BC with the basketball on offense, down 18, inside 6 to go in the half. The shot at the baseline. Rejected out of the hands of Sam Ungashik, goes out of bounds. BC will be putting it in play from there. Sam will also do the inbound work, bringing it to Tyson Caffey, top of the key. Back to Belt. He'll go three. Halfway down, kicks out. That thing was almost all the way in, but the rotation on the ball cut the rim and spun the ball back up and out. Here comes Baker. That pass to the middle. Knocked away. Ahmad Lewis has it stripped out of his hands. It'll go out of bounds. Raven basketball. As Ahmad Lewis was coming up the court, being pursued from behind, and one Baker player, either Jones or Rigatuso, got a hand on that thing, kind of rejecting it out of bounds. BC putting it in play. 5:25 to go. Tyson Caffey trying to back in. Nothing for him. Comes out on top to Lewis. Here's Ahmad working left, right, back left. Feeds underneath Tyson. And Tyson does not go straight up with the shot. Instead, he grabs the ball, kind of squares up, crouches down in order to spring and take the big jump. And in doing that, you lose that time, and the defender is able to get in there and close in and get in some position. But the Ravens are going to have it back in play from the baseline. Feet in the middle, knock free, stolen. Baker with the steal, driving it down. Patterson, reverse the layup, yes. Patterson. 10 points already. Right back to a 20-point game at 40-20. Baker inside 5 to go in the half. Ahmad Lewis, baseline, feeds out on top, trying to get it to Tyson. Got away from him. Here's Sam for three. Yeah, how about Ungashik's first bucket of the game? 40-23. Baker will swing around to the left side, and Bats is going to dish it back off on top. 6 fouls for Baker. Benedictine has only committed 2 fouls, so possibly some free throws to follow as this half winds down. Here's a feed underneath to the big guy, trying to defend him, trying to keep Wiggs from backing in, which is what he does and just did. Jaden Timmy's going to pick up a foul. First foul of the ball game for Benedictine's Jaden Timmy. Baker's going to switch up a little bit and take Rigatuso back out of the game. And it is Wildcat basketball. into the game for the first time tonight for Baker is going to be Carson Richardson, a freshman from Heston, Kansas. Here's a foul inside by BC, and it's going to be on Belt. Couple of fouls for Braden. Two on Belt, one on Timmy, one on Ungashik, with 4:13 to go in the half. Officials holding a play for a moment as they get the floor toweled it down a little bit. Gives an opportunity for Coach Moody to quiz the officials. Just exactly what that call or what they felt like they had seen. And now the officials, prompted, obviously, by what Coach Moody has mentioned, they're having a little get-together completely across the floor and on the other side away from the Raven bench. And now they're going to send everybody to the sideline. So whatever Coach Moody had suggested or told those officials had enough traction that they are going to come over to the near side. They're going to stop the game. They're going to send the players over to their sidelines, and they're going to review something. And Joseph, it's an opportunity for us to take a bit of a breather. 4:13 to go in the half here in Baldwin. It is Baker 40, the Benedictine Ravens 23.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Well, coming out of the timeout, I don't see that anything has really changed. The score remains the same, and now as they come in, Baker from their baseline puts it in, puts it up, puts it in the bucket. And a quick 2 points on a bucket by Braden Wiggs. The big guy is really, really good. Baker's, they've got a history of having some good, big guys at that post, at that five spot. Back to last year and a couple of years prior to that, running shot is going to be up for Benedict and it won't go in for Ungashik. Here where they had Cody Buffalo meet, okay? Big guy, strong, wide body inside, took up a lot of space, hit the shots he's supposed to hit. Well, that's exactly what they get from 6'7", Braden Wiggs out of St. Charles, Missouri. Baker coming up court with a basketball, will step on the near sideline. The official says, right here, and he kneels down the floor and points at the paint in front of the scores table. Going to come back to Benedictine. Ahmad Lewis will go left side. Ahmad defended very aggressively. I thought he almost had his arm grabbed by Corey Jones. BC will go right side to the baseline. The three for Ahmad. Now, Benedictine also made a change. They brought Bryson LaRue into the game. So Bryson, he's a 6'2 freshman from Lee Summit out there with Ungashik, Lewis, Timmy, and now also into the game for Benedictine, going to come the big man from Overland Park, 6'8", Hunter Schneider. Here's your feet in the middle, up and good. Baker, two more. It is 44-23, and we're now at 3 minutes to go in the half. Two players dive for the loose basketball down to the baseline right. LaRue getting tangled up with Patterson. They both slide literally beneath the chairs lined up for the Baker bench. Players jump up and have to kind of pull them out and pull the chairs off of them to get them out, but they both seem to be just fine. So Wiggs hitting another jump shot a moment ago, and the big guy just lighting it up. I've got him for 10 points now. 2:55 to play, first half. Ravens are going to put it in play. Here's Jaden Timmy. Timmy covered it defensively very closely by Richardson. And Benedictine is going to turn it over. So the Ravens with another turnover, putting the ball back in the hands of Baker with 2 minutes and 46 seconds to go. For BC, it is their ninth turnover here in the opening half. Baker goes left side. That's going to be Richardson. Top side it goes Patterson. And we get a foul off the ball. It's going to be underneath on Hunter Snyder. Okay. You got Hunter Snyder, and you've got Braden Wiggs. Both of them 6'7 and 6'8. Both of them way upper 200s. These are two big, big, big guys pushing and shoving and banging around underneath there. A different style of basketball. Here's the baseline jump shot from the left side. Up and good for two more for Patterson. Giving him a dozen points out tonight. Driving to the left side to Ravens. Push it back out on top, LaRue. 46-23. LaRue will cut into the lane. Dump it underneath. The shot up will go and coming to the free throw line for Benedictson. It's going to be the pride of Shawnee Mission South High School, Hunter Schneider. Schneider's going to come to the line. Baker fans have a obvious crowd favorite getting ready to come to the scorer's table, and Hunter hits his first free throw. Coming into the game is going to be Brock Burling, and this is what the crowd wants. They got Brock Burling out there for the first time tonight. He's a 6'8 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, went to Millard West. He's in there for Wiggs. Now, they're both 6'7", 6'8". The difference is Wiggs is 6'7 and 285. Burling is 6'8 and 200. 195. Very different kind of body types. We're down to a minute 50 to go in the game. It is a 46-25 contest. Alley-oop on the other end, and it is lobbed up and thrown down by Rigatuso. So Noah Rigatuso with five. 48-25. Back right to the left side, Benedictson down to the baseline, Snyder. He's going to drive in, push pass across right into the hands of Bass. He'll drive it up the floor, going left, goes up, blocked, and a foul call. So with a minute 25 to go in the half, the Ravens find themselves trailing in the game by 23. The Baker crowd that's on hand has turned out in greater numbers than maybe I've ever seen them, certainly. As good a crowd as I have ever seen that was not involved in a postseason game. And Bass looking for his first point tonight. Coming to the line for a couple of shots, the first of which is good. By the way, for Benedictine, if you're keeping your scorebook at home, that will be the team sixth in the first foul of the game for Preston Reynolds. Bats will look it over, and Justin's free throw, he'll get them both. 50-25. The fact that Benedict has given up 50 first half points, without having done the research, I will tell you, they've not given up 50 first half points. They don't like to give up over 65 a game, and we've got a minute 14 to go before intermission. A foul on the other end of the court. It was really away from the basketball, but even at that, Noah Regatuso's first foul is going to have the Ravens at the free throw line, as it'll be team foul 8. Coming up there is Timmy. Jaden's front half of the 1-1 is good. Gets him the bonus. So for Timmy, let's just do the quick analysis. That is his third point of the game, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Quick news is no field goals for Timmy yet tonight. He'll hit off that free throw also, giving him 4. 50-27. 1:11 to go before halftime. And the cross-court pass is going to be off the fingertips of Patterson. Baker will turn it over. They have not done a lot of that tonight. Wildcats have out rebounded Benedictson so far 13-8. And all 13, all right, all 13 rebounds have been defensive rebounds for Baker. Here's Timmy, an extremely long three, and it's going to come up a little bit short. Baker rebounds it down, and Bass will bring it up the court. He's over on the right side, 1-on-3. Kicks it across to the left. Patterson from 17, good for 2. Patterson for 2 more. It is 52-27. 35 seconds to go in the half, so the shot clock, game clock, about 5 seconds apart. That's a quick math there. Preston Reynolds to Timmy. Has it knocked out of his hands, taken away by Baker. Outlet down the left side. Bats up and in for two more. Ravens have 15 seconds to try to do a little more here before intermission. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Timmy, NBA plus three. Yes! And that gets us to intermission. We'll be back. Sumrise, this opening half for you. Short of it is, it's been all Wildcats. They go to the locker rooms. Baker 54, Benedictine 30.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Happy to have you along with us here on Care Radio. As oh, there we go. I knew I was missing 2 points. Gotta get the math down here. We're gonna summarize that opening half for you. First of all, let's recap the scoring for Baker on their way to 54 points. It was 14 for Jalen Patterson, 11 for Quinton Harvey, and 10 first half points for Braden Wiggs. Following them, Noah Rigatuso with 7, half a dozen for Braden Griffiths, 4 for Justin Bass, and Joshua Kelly with 2. For Benedictine, no player has reached double-figure scoring yet. Braden Belt leads the way, 9 points on 4 of 9 shooting and 1 of 5 three-point shooting. Jaden Timmy has 7 tonight, 3 for Sam Ungashik. Ahmad Lewis also with 3, 2 for Preston Reynolds, 2 for Jake Thompson, 2 for Joel Adise, and 2 for Hunter Schneider. For Benedictine, what do we have in the first half? 5 fouls, 6 fouls, 1 each on 6 different players. For Baker, not a lot worse, really. 2 guys with 2. That would be Harvey and Kelly. No one else with more than 1. A recap of the opening half scoring by Benedictine. They got better as the half went on, increasing their shooting percentage to 34 on 10 of 29 shooting. And Baker, 21 of 27, 78% from the floor. As much as I thought the girls shooting in the middle 60s in the first game was an unachievable number, I can't imagine shooting 78% from the floor, including 8 of 12 three-point shooting for Baker. And, of course, while you're at the free throw line, just might as well be perfect from there, 4 of 4. Benedictine again, 10 of 29, 4 of 13 from outside for a 30%. And the Ravens also perfect at the free throw line, 6 of 6. BC turning it over 10 times in the opening half. Baker getting 18 points off those 10 turnovers. Wildcats have out-rebounded the Ravens 14 to 8. And there you go. Get a nice crowd on hand. A lot of students here for Baker. They're having a good time. A lot of family and friends have followed Benedictine on the road here today to watch the final game of the three-game road set. We'll be back in the Nolan on Saturday. Games at, check this, check a new time. Games at 12 and 2. Ladies at 12, the guys at 2. It's Benedictine Hope Sing Park up in the Nolan Saturday. I'll tell you what, we're going to take up a little bit of a break because the teams are in the locker room. We'll see what the Ravens have put together as they come out to bring you for basketball in the second half. Halftime score, Baker 54, Benedictine 30. We'll be back for right now. We go to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio, where he is anxiously awaiting sharing halftime with you.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room. At 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're on the road taking on Baker. We'll be returning to the game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country Sports Studio schedule, we have got Valley Falls Tournament Boys action for you tomorrow night in the high school basketball action. We will have ACCHS versus Oskaloosa at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 7:30 is the scheduled time for the Valley Falls versus Rossville game. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine basketball as the Ravens return home. The Ravens will be playing host to Park. Again, there is a time change in the basketball schedule due to the football game later on that day. Benedictine Ravens will host Park ladies at high noon, and then 2 p.m. is the scheduled time for the men's game. I'll be back in just a moment with the women's scores in Heart of America Athletic Conference play.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at women's basketball scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference for this evening, we have finals to report. Peru State beat Mount Mercy 61-53. It was Missouri Valley over Culver Stockton ladies 57-56. In the Grandview William Penn game, it was not quite as tight. Grandview had 88 points to William Penn's 43. Clark beat Graceland 90-51. It was Central Methodist 98 to Mid-American Nazarenes 70. And in the Evangel Park game, it was Evangel 71 to Parks 59. In the game earlier, we heard that Baker ladies beat the Benedictine ladies 67-47. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the men's scores.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Banks has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Banks, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Most of the men's games have reached halftime, but ones that have not include Mid-American Nazarene Central Methodist with 8 minutes and 53 seconds left. It is currently Central Methodist 26 to Mid-American Nazarenes 18 in the first half. In the Evangel Park game with 3 minutes and 37 seconds left in the first half, Evangel is leading Park by 1 point, 28-27. At the half, we have Clark trailing Graceland by 11 points. Graceland sitting at 41 points to Clark's 30. Mid-American Nazarene and Central Methodist are sitting with Central Methodist 28 points to Mid-American Nazarene University's 18. Grandview is leading William Penn 40-38 at the half. It is Missouri Valley trailing Culver Stockton 28-22 at the half. And in the Mount Mercy Peru State game, Peru State is leading by 7 points at 47 points to Mount Mercy 40. In the Benedictine Baker game, Baker is currently leading at the half 54-Benedictine's 30. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a few minutes after a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 23. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 40. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 24. Mid-30s Saturday and Sunday with mixed precipitation possible at times. Saturday, about an inch of snow. Saturday through Saturday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Baldwin City, Kansas, where we are getting set to go to the second half of tonight's Guys game. It's the Benedictine Ravens and Baker go to the second half for the Wildcats here at home out in front, commanding 54-30 lead. Good to have you back with us, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, and just checking some of the scores for some of the games around here tonight. A lot of high school action, a lot of high school tournaments going on around. Not going to want to miss those games. You've got people like Donovan West in Washington County, D. West in front by 15 at the half. How about the upset in the Northeast Kansas League girls basketball? Call it an upset if you want to. Maybe it wasn't. JCN 47, Jackson Heights 45. So congratulations to head coach Steve Noel and the Lady Chargers. Tell you what, just because of that, Coach Noel, we're coming down there. You know what? Just be forewarned. Care Radio is going to be coming to the JC and Girls Invitational Tournament that they host annually. We'll be down there next week for Girls Tournament Week. Coming out of the court for these two clubs as we're set to go to the second half for Benedictine. Quickly scanning the floor. It's going to be the original starting five. Undershick, Lewis, Timmy, Belton, Kathy for Baker, Patterson, Jones, Batts, Harvey, Wicks. Their starting five as well. Lafitte underneath to Tyson. Going to get away from him and back up with it will come Baker. They'll drive down the court. Dish it back to the left. Wicks will have it out on top. Here's a three-point shot. No. Rebound Baker. Stripped away and a foul by Benedictine. 22 seconds into the second half. So, coming to the line, going to be Baker, Corey Jones, first shot. It is up and it is good. One more shot coming. Corey puts this one up, and it rims around, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up, missed, and a Benedictine foul. So Corey Jones will hit one of two free throws. That was his first point tonight. Hard to believe that. Wiggs is going to come to the free throw line as Benedictine and Tyson Camp. He will pick up his first foul tonight. Ravens didn't foul a whole lot, but they have already had two fouls in the first, 24 seconds of the second half. Wiggs free throw is good. Second free throw is good. It is now 57-30. 19 and a half to play in the game. BC up the floor. Cutting in the middle is going to be Ahmad. Underneath it goes Tyson. Kicks it off to win it in. First point of the game for Tyson Caffey. 57-32, 19-20 to go. Baker is going to have the ball. They've got it way out on top. Kind of spread it out just a little bit. Get it over to Bats. He'll dump it to the right side to Patterson. Patterson looks to the middle, guarded by Ahmad Lewis. Speeds it over to the left side. And the Ravens kind of tricked by the head fake. Go up into the air. And Ahmad picks up his first foul tonight. So for Ahmad Lewis, it'll be foul number one. For Benedictine, it'll be, are you ready for this, team foul three? Less than 1 minute into the second half. So the Ravens, obviously, or apparently at least, stepping up some of the intensity in an effort to maybe try to get back into this game. Here's a falling away shot by the baseline right. It's up and no good. Rebound followed up and no good. Rebound to get down. This time it's going to be Braden Bell. He'll kick it over to Ungershick and Benedictine will come into the forecourt at 18:40 to go in the ballgame. Ravens trailing 57-32. Now Sam has the ball lost. Diving on top of him is going to be Wiggs. And we're going to have a jump ball called. So the Ravens getting in trouble and mishandling the ball. I don't know. It just somebody sprayed it down with Armor All or something. I don't know what's going on. Back over to the right side. Coming off the alternate possession, Baker has the ball. They'll get a topside. Jones to the right to Patterson. Patterson in the lane, has it stripped away from him. Ungashik up the floor, one on three, and he says, I don't like this. Now he's going to accelerate, then a reverse layup is blocked. Bringing it up, Baker. The Ravens really never got down the court on offense in that trip down with 2 minutes gone in the second half. Over to the right side is Harvey with it for Baker. Gets it to Patterson, skips it back off on top. Big man into the lane, it's knocked away. Ahmad. Ravens are going to pick it up. Lewis will cut across the lane just inside the free throw line. Bring it up above the circle. Goes left side. Timmy. Jaden Timmy backing in. Off the square. Backing into the lane. Hook pass over. And I think he was doing it to Braden Belt, but he never moved. The ball went just right outside his right elbow. He watches it go by into the crowd. Ravens turn it over. Here comes Baker. 17 and a half to go. Wildcats topside, bats. He'll feed it to the big man. Fighting, hook shot, gets it. Tell you what, in this day and age, you see a lot of teams that don't have what we would call, quote, traditional five. So the big guy in the middle, that Baker has one. And I'm going to tell you what, it works. It does work. They're making it work. He's done just a great job. Here's a driving shot up and good for Benedictson by Sam Ungashik. Fifth point of the night for Sam. It is 59-34. Inside 17 to go. Here's a baseline shot from the left side. It's up and good for two. Knocking that one down is going to be Harvey, and he's got 13. 61-34. Baker in front. 16:40 to go. And here's a cross-court pass that Patterson gets a hand on. What Baker's showing you right now is some really, really good speed. And again, their record indicates how well they play. Baker 13-4 overall, 8-3 in the conference. Benedictine 8-4 in the conference. So these are two, you know, upper half teams, somewhere in that upper second third. And as Timmy will drive into the middle for the layup, he's going to be fouled. Going to be the third foul tonight for Harvey. Quentin Harvey has three fouls now to go with his 13 points and at the line for Benedictine. Here comes Jaden. Timmy's free throw. Yes. Matter of fact, Jaden's first 4 points of the game tonight were at the free throw line where he was 4-4. Now he's 5-5. This free throw's up, rolls in, and Jaden is at 9 points now. It is 61-36. 16:20 to go. Now, the good news for Benedictine is that they're playing tight. They're kind of trading baskets here in the second half, so Baker's not been able to extend any kind of a lead. The problem is we get a foul way up top side, I think, on that DC, maybe. The problem is the Ravens trailing by the margin. They're trailing. They're going to have to do something to get some ground made up. Trading baskets will not win a game when you're trailing at 61-36. Baker putting it back in play right in front of the Wildcat bench and head coach Sean Dooley. Left side with it. They'll feed it all the way across. Back and in. Baseline three is very short. And Timmy does a nice job of boxing out his opponent, allowing the ball to go out of bounds untouched. Back will come Benedictine with the ball. Get Quentin Harvey out there. It was a good job by Jaden Timmy of boxing him out. Quentin Harvey, a 6'7 sophomore from Tulsa. Baker's big. Wildcats coming up with the loose basketball, and it's coming up the floor and reaching in. It's going to be a deep save. And I suspect the foul is going to be on him, maybe. Yes. The Joel Adese Lopez, his first foul tonight. Now, Benedictine, who's fouled quite a bit in the opening minute or so of the ball game, this will be their fourth foul of the second half. Baker still only has one, and we're 15:30 to go in the second half. The ball comes in. Here's a rainbow three, and it is good from very deep off the left elbow. That one is knocked down by Joshua Kelly. And Kelly kind of joining now a little late in the game, the three-point barrage for Baker. That is his first three tonight, 64-36 Wildcats at 15:15 to go. And DC trying to back in, turns from 12, missed it, got fouled though. This is going to come over and say, Brigatuso, who continues to stand on the floor, staring at the dish with his arms held aloft, as if to say, this is all I was doing, man. Brigatuso is going to have his second foul tonight. And Adise coming to the line. That was good. Joel Adise will pick up his third point of the game. And for Benedictson, Braden Belt comes out. Jake Thompson going to check back in. Second free throw, perfect to Joel Adise at 4 points now. It is 64-38. And we are 5 minutes into the second half, and Baker's going to throw away the upcourt pass. Wouldn't be surprised if Coach Dooley, even though his team still leads by, 26, wouldn't be surprised if he didn't take a timeout because they were unable to make a stop on the Ravens here. Adise has a top side. BC's got Ungashik, Reynolds, Lewis, Thompson, and Adise out there. Skip pass over to Adise on the floor once. Goes up, rolls it in, Joel Adise. 64-40. Benedictine back to within 24. It's been a long time since they've been this close. Another ball is going to be stolen. Preston Reynolds, one on two, lays it back to Adise. Goes up with two hands and puts it in. Adise gets a couple of more. It is now 64-42. Ravens back to within 22 at 14:14 to go. Baker over to the right side. Basswell going to the baseline. Doubled up there, swarmed by the defense. Come to the wing. The open shot missed. Rebounding it down is Preston Reynolds. And finally, Baker beginning to miss some of those shots that earlier in the game they could not miss. Thompson swings it left, back out on top. Sam for three. Gets it. Ungashik. There you go. Coach Dooley, you knew it was coming. You can see it building up. He is going to take a timeout as the Ravens are trying to battle back. 13:51 to go in the game here in Baldwin City. It's Baker 64, Benedictine 45.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Back, there are several things that are contributing to this. Okay, as you kind of sit down and thinking about this and analyzing it just a little bit. First of all, most obviously, most notable and the maybe easiest for a guy like me to realize is they're shooting better. Okay, Benedictine has increased its shooting percentage to 15 to 35. That's 43%. And they're now up to 5 of 14. It's 35% three-point shooting. That's much better than it was. For Baker Show, shooting crazy, crazy numbers at 24-36, 9 of 17 from 3, yes, 53%. 7 of 8 is the free throw line. But for the Ravens, they've gotten better. Couple that with, by being better, the emotion of the game kind of switches a little bit. You get that momentum. We talk about old Mo all the time and where he's, you know, which side he's standing on. He's shifted over a little bit to the Benedictine side. What that also does is takes this very energetic young crowd out of the game a little bit. And that can't hurt. And now we're going to have Baker with a travel. Turn it back over. That was Ty Henry. He'd taken a pass over to the right side. Wanted to drive into the middle. It just took off too fast. Never put the ball on the floor. The freshman from Topeka Seaman High School. Ungershick with the basketball on the right side. Benedictine is back on offense. Underneath it goes to Adise. In traffic, can't get the shot away. Ravens work around to the left. Driving in. The feet underneath to Joel. Loses the handle. Picks it up. Going to be taken away from him by Baker. And up four with it, they will come. Ty Henry has it. Goes over to the right side. That's going to be Kelly. Gets it to Rigatuso. 13 minutes to play. Wildcats around the left side, single digits on the shot clock as the big man, Wiggs, backs in on Adise, gets sandwiched up and still can put it up and in, and there is no defense for that. Wiggs, 16 points tonight, 66-45. At 12:40 to go, Benedictine. Back up the floor, here's Ungashik to Reynolds. Justin will beat Adise. On the floor once. Puts shot. It's going to be blocked. Joel Adise had that thing just rejected by Ty Henry. Here's a running 16-footer. Up and good. And Patterson. That's his first point of the second half. Ravens have been able to kind of keep him in check since intermission. But with that bucket, Patterson is up to 16 points now. And we're 12 minutes to play. Baker back on defense. Leading at 68-45. Benedictine with it. And Adise travels with the basketball. Joel's going to come out of the game, and Ungashik will come out also. 12 minutes to go. Into the game for Benedictine will come Braden Belt, and also back in will come Tyson Caffey. The ball batted away by Reynolds, saved by Baker, and they'll take it back over to the left corner, 16 on the shot clock. Here's a long three from straight away that rims out no good. Preston Reynolds, the 6'5 freshman guard, goes up, gets the board. Left side, Ahmad, uncontested three is perfect. Second three of the game for Ahmad Lewis, and with 11:30 to go in the game, that is his sixth point tonight. 68-48. Here's a three from the right side. Nope, and the long rebound on the floor, looking for it. People jumping on top of him. I'm going to tell you what. Wiggs is an aggressive player. He is so big and strong. And as Braden Belt is on the floor trying to grab the ball, Wiggs jumps on top of him. They're going to tie up basketball, and here comes Benedictine up court with it. They're going to get Thompson back in. Timmy coming to the scorer's table with 11-11 to go. Tyson Caffey gets it in the middle. The shot is going to go up and in. Two more for Brett Ahmad Lewis. 68-50. Here's a shot from the outside. How about that? The big man. Wiggs for three. With that three, it is now 71-50. And we've got 10:40 to go. Right to the right side, back over to the left, cutting into the middle. Oh, what a beautiful drive inside, weaving his way through multiple defenders. Ahmad Lewis with two. 71-52. 10:20 to go. And from underneath, Wiggs for two more. Wiggs has been, we're talking MVP material here tonight. He's been inside, he's been outside, unstoppable. Defends everything that gets near him, and now the Ravens pass in the middle. Sloppy pass, thrown away. Driving down, putting on a bit of a show. The running shot is going to be up and missing, though, for Patterson. Here comes BC up court with it. Reynolds goes right side, into the corner. The three, yes. Ahmad Lewis, three more. He's got 10 already in the second half in the first 10 minutes. It is 73-55, and we're at 9:40 left. The pass inside, big man hook shot, missed it this time. Jake Thompson rebounds it down. Here comes BC. 9:20 to go in the game. Out on top, the three. Good! Preston Reynolds. And I think You got Sean Dooley chasing the official from one end to another. The official just put his hand up with a stop sign and said, do not say any more, Sean Dooley. You cannot afford a tee right here, even though you lead 73-58. Benedictine is battling way back into this game. We're 9 minutes to go. The feed inside is batted away. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by Preston. Here comes Riddle. Down court with it. Takes it down the right side. Dishes it off on top to Jake. Thompson underneath Tyson. Off the window for two more. Tyson Cassie. And that's one more timeout. Sean Dooley's forced to take as the Ravens are racing back into this game. Coming to the court with 8:40 to play. It's a basketball game in Baldwin. Baker 73, Benedictine 60.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Minutes and 40 seconds of play in the game tonight. And the Ravens, just looking back, they were down by 24. They were down by nearly 30. There's 20, down 27 there. I'm just checking my numbers to see. There's 27. So, yeah, Benedictine trailing by nearly 30 through the course of this mid-portion of the game. And here's the second half. Now they put on a little bit of a run. And now they have cut this to a 13-point game. They've cut the deficit more than in half. And with 8 minutes and 40 seconds to go, they have a puncher's chance at this thing. Here comes Baker. Be interesting to see what adjustments and what philosophical changes that Coach Dooley has made and what he's going to ask of his team here. He's going to ask it of several different players because he's made a handful of changes coming out of the timeout. As the driving shot is going to go up, even though it bounces in for Rigatusa, it'll be waved off, nose, no good, and a foul assessed to Tyson Cassie. For Tyson, it'll be personal foul number 2 and 4. Now we got a timeout. This is going to be the media timeout, Joseph. Okay, the first timeout, Baker. This is going to be timeout media. And let's do it. 8:25 to play in the game in Baldwin. Wildcats 73, Ravens 60.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, we're back in Baldwin City, Kansas. 8 minutes and 25 seconds ago. It's also a good thing. He's got a little journey going on in the timeout. You don't get enough of that. Here we go. The ball is going to be lobbed in out on top. And with the basketball, Baker work over to the left side. Skip pass over to the right. Looking under, nothing there. Comes back around to the perimeter. 8:15, 8:10. Here's a follow-away shot for the baseline. It's going to be up a good Rigatusa. No, Rigatusa is what I would call an emotional player. I mean, he plays with a lot of emotion. His shots are taken with a lot of emotion. Here's a three for Benedictine. It misses. And Baker's going to turn it over on a weak effort at the rebound. Got Coach Julia really steamed at his players. Coming up Harvey, with kind of a half-hearted effort at the rebound, puts it off the baseline, and the Ravens are going to have it back in. So a second opportunity for Benedictine. It's 7:56 to go. 75-60. Top side it goes. Ravens with the ball. It's going to be knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Benedictine basketball. It's got Dooley running all the way to midcourt. And again, that's what you do. It's part of the show. It's part of the showmanship of being a head coach. 7:50 to play. Ravens top side with it. They're down 15. The feed across for Timmy. Underneath, up, and good. Jade and Timmy for two. Timmy now with the 11. 75-62. Back again to 13. It's 7.5 to go. For the Ravens, the clock, no friend. For Baker, they just want to get out of this thing. They launch a three here. Not a great idea as it misses. Rebounding it out. It's going to be Preston Reynolds. Benedictine up the court. Ungershik all the way to the left side. Drives across to the baseline. His pass is going to be batted free and stolen. Here comes Baker. Stolen back from behind. Back down will come Preston. He will go in. Go up behind the head layup is good. Preston Reynolds. Preston, 5.5, 7 in the game, and it's 75-64. And Benedict is now down 11. 7 minutes to go. Baker has it over to the left side. Rockets have got to be asked themselves, how can we be up 30 points and suddenly this team is back in the game? And now Timmy comes out with a rebound. He gets fouled in the backcourt. The whistle is going to be on Harvey, and that will be his fourth. So Quentin Harvey going to check out of the game, and back in for Baker who's been tonight for me, the unstoppable one, Braden Wiggs. 6'7" junior forward. And the Ravens are going to counter like a chess match. They're going to bring Jonah D. Singh back into the game. Fouls. Benedictine has committed 5. Baker's committed 3 here in the second half. That may be something we're watching as this thing unfolds. BC right side to Timmy. Scoots it underneath to Dise. Head fakes, goes up, draws a foul. Nice, smart play by Joel Dise. But it's only going to be the first foul tonight for Corey Jones. Make it his second foul. Let me fix that. Couple of fouls for Corey Jones. And he only has 1 point tonight. And a D.C. coming to the free throw line. Now, Joel's not the very, very, very best free throw shooter, but he can do it. And that one rolls all the way around the rim and hangs on that back and then falls in. So Joel Adise hits that one and hits that one. And wait a minute, look at the scoreboard. It's 75-66, Benedictine within 9 at 6:27 to go. What a great comeback for the Ravens. Once they got Baker to quit shooting just a crazy kind of a percentage number that they were shooting it. When you're hot, that's just what happens. And now they're going to skip it down to the baseline, and we have a foul. Defensive from the left wing under the 28-foot mark. Make the call. I thought I saw him indicating numbers over to the scorer's table, but I'm not seeing anything being registered. So, I'm assuming there was not a foul, but it's going to come back into Baker at the baseline, 20 on the shot clock. 75-66, Rockets in front at 6:05 to go. Baker with it, they'll cut in, back over to the right. Front of the shot clock, down to 13. Patterson falling away, puts up a wild, silly shot that misses. Rebounding it down, ring of two, so he lays it up and in. Count the bucket. A foul is going to be called on Jaden Timmy. And that is a huge play for Baker. The 11th point of the game for Noah Rigatuso. Second foul of the night for Jaden Timmy. And a chance at a big 3-point play here. Baker goes back up by double figures. Rigatuso from Omaha hits the free throw. It is down. 78-66. It's 5:48 to go, and the Ravens on the other end. It's up and good. 78-68. 5:40 to go. BC wasting no time by hitting that layup by Sam Ungashek. Bring a two-so topside. Swings it over to the right. Looking into the middle is going to be Joshua Kelly. Now driving left side of the lane. The shot nearly deflected, but before the deflection, a foul is called on Ahmad Lewis. Couple of fouls for Ahmad tonight. For Benedictson, that is going to be the seventh team foul, and Baker's going to put Patterson at the free throw line. And Jalen Patterson coming up there, 16 points tonight, 14 of which have come in the opening half, and he has not had a free throw yet tonight, but you know he's good at the line, right? Baker's only committed four team fouls in the second half. We've got 5:25 is all that's left in this game. Free throw, good. And Patterson hitting the first will earn the second shot. 79-68 Baker. Patterson from New Orleans. Or is it New Orleans? Second was good, no matter what you call it. He hits these free throws. 80-68, BC back down a dozen. They cut the gap to 9 a minute ago, and Baker continues to push back. Ungashek right side, out on top and through the hands of Bell. And on the breakaway down the floor, Benedictson probably did the right thing, committing the foul. Bell is going to be the fourth by Braden Bell. Now, here's the thing, Braden, 9 points in the opening half, but hasn't scored since. No second half points for Braden Bell. He's a guy that Ravens have learned to lean on a lot this season. Here's a free throw that's coming good. Now Baker stretching this game out a little bit at the free throw line. That is the first of the night for Kelly. Bell's going to come out of the ball game for Benedictson, and Thompson comes back in. Thompson to D. St. Louis, Reynolds Ungashek. The Benedictson 5, this free throw, you'll hit them both. Here comes the Raven offense, but now they're trailing 82-68, down 14. Backing away, the three-point shot, no good, and a Baker rebound. Wildcats may have held off that Raven surge, and we're at 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Baker will drive over to the right side, down to the corner, and it's going to be lobbed away and stolen. Here comes the Ravens. Skip over to the right side. Preston reverses the layup and hits it. Preston Reynolds hits the bucket. Ravens call a timeout. Joseph, we're going to jump right into that timeout with him. With only 4 minutes and 38 seconds to go in tonight's guys game, it is Baker, 82, Benedictson, 70.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Back with you here with 4 minutes and 38 seconds of play, and Baldwin City cancels in the men's game. Ladies game tonight went the way of the Wildcats. Baker looking for a sweep tonight. The Benedictine men doing their very, very best to stave that off, but found themselves trailing a lot early in the game, down by nearly 30. But they pushed back, battled back, cut to a single-digit lead a moment ago. They got to within 9. Right now down a dozen. Out of the court for the Ravens, Sam Ungashek and Preston Reynolds, the freshman sensation. Ahmad Lewis, the junior, Jake Thompson, for Benedictine, and Joel Adise, also a couple of seniors. Two seniors, two freshmen, and a junior on the court for BC. Wildcats are to basketball. They're going to run as much time as they can. I would expect they're going to be very patient. Now Rigatuso has the ball stripped out of his hands. It's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come to Benedictine. Here comes the Raven offense at 4:18 to go. Let's see how long it takes them to release a shot. I suspect they're going to get after pretty quickly here, knowing that this amount of time is going to get them limited possessions. The feed across, Preston goes up for the layup and missed it, and the rebound is going to be tipped out and pulled back down by Baker. Coach Dooley on his feet, telling his team to slow it down. Rigatuso will have it on the left side. These guys don't have any slowdown in him. Three-point shot is up, missing. Tip up, missing. Rebound is going to be on the ground. And as they're calling it on Wick, he stares down the official. And it will be Raven basketball from the backcourt. That is Baker team foul five. But we're all the way down now to 3:49 to go for Benedictine. No time to spare. Reynolds with the ball, will accelerate, goes to the right side of the lane, picked up on a double team, out on top to Sam. He'll drive down to the side of the lane. His pass out on top is going to be saved by Ahmad. Lewis guarded hard, starts to drive in. Wiggs just steps up and guards. Whoever's got the ball, Wiggs is in his face. 17 footer for Benedictine, it's good for Thompson. Jake Thompson gets his fourth point of the game. 82-72. And again, Baker's going to walk it up the court to slow it down with 3:15 to play. Wildcats right side. He can't not shoot, and he can't seem to not hit. And there's a technical. Here's the deal. Baker, and I'm trying to softly explain that Baker talks to the officials a lot. They complain a lot. Coach Dooley's complained a lot. The officials just put his hand up. I told you a little while ago, the stop sign. I don't want to hear any more from you. Well, Baker continues to talk. Now, Patterson hits the big three. The official's going to give him credit for those 3 points. But then, Patterson thought he was fouled. He's barking at the official, who will have none of it, throws the tee at him, and Unger sticks at the free throw line for Benedictine to shoot. It's good. So Sam Ungashick will hit the technical shot. It is only one. And Benedictine is going to take Adise out. And then Tyson Caffey will come back in. And Raven's going to let this ball roll all the way to midcourt. Ungashick picks it up over to Preston. Comes back out on top to Jake. Thompson swings it back over. Adise to Jake. Some of the head fakes later. The three-point shot is off the rim. Rebound is going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Baker basketball. It's 2 minutes and 52 seconds to go. Baker putting it in play in front of the Raven bench. Doing the inbound work here is going to be Jones. Jones will walk it up the floor. Corey, the 6'2 sophomore from Dallas, Texas. 2:40 to play. Shot clock down to 15. Bats with the ball down. Again to Jones. Shot clock at 8, 7. Shot clock at 6, 4. Running one-handed shot. Misses. Tipped up. Misses. Rebound to Benedict. And Raven there to Jordan away, but Ungashick with great hustle. Rescues it. BC up court. 2:15 to play. Left side. Here's Ahmad. That's his shot. 3 points, Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine taking the timeout. Hope you're enjoying College Hoops Done here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. We've got 2:09 to play. It is Baker, 85, Benedictine, 76.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y, to name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
We'll be right back.
got 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play in this men's college basketball game here on K-Radio. It is an 85-76 game. Baker here at home tonight. They have led the entire game. I mean, since the start, they got 2-0, 4-0, 9-2, 12-2, 22-4. I mean, they have led since the start. They got it by 20, a little over 10 minutes into the game. They've led by nearly 30. They just had a big lead throughout, and then Benedict in the second half has found a way to battle back and fight their way into this game. And BC is going to quickly, on the inbound play, commit a foul. It'll be Jake Thompson who does the work, and smartly is that it'll be his first foul tonight. In fact, the guys on the floor right now for Benedict and no foul trouble at all. Hungershick has one. Preston Reynolds one. Ahmad Lewis has three. First foul there of the night by Jake Thompson. And Tyson Campy on the court also. He's only got two fouls to go with his 4 points. Coming to the free throw line for Baker. Corey Jones for our shot. Good. Corey Jones at the free throw line a moment ago was one of two. Now he is 2 of 3 this evening. Out of the game is going to come Tyson Campy. In is going to come Jaden Timmy. Coach Moody makes an offense-defense rotation here with those two guys. Does this regularly. This is not an uncommon switch-up. Second free throw, no good. Ravens rebounded down. Here comes BC. Hungershick accelerates, goes down the left side, all the way to the rack and scores it. That was fast. Hungershick makes it 86-78. Benedict within 8. Last time they were within 8 was 17 minutes to go in the first half. 3 minutes into the game, the last time they were within 8. But we're down now to 1:40 to go. And Baker playing like a team trying to hold on to win. They'll go back door, and we're going to get a foul. Regatuso will come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Ahmad. His fourth. And at the line is going to be Noah Regatuso. At the night, Noah has one free throw. He's 1 of 1. A moment ago, he completed a conventional three-point play. That has been in a team foul 10, so he's going to get a couple of shots here. First one is very nice. Nice high arcing shot. Now out of the game, it's going to come big Braden Wiggs and returning to the floor, you'll find Quinton Harvey. Now, Quinton's out there with 4 fouls, but he is easily the faster of the two. Second free throw, Rigatuso gets them both. And it is now 88-78. And we're down to 1:26 to go, and BC's pass to Ahmad gets away out of bounds. It'll be Baker basketball. Wildcats have the ball leading it by 10. Now, Baker, like Benedictman, is making substitutions on each dead ball, making offensive and defensive adjustments. Here we go, putting it in play. 88-78. Baker trapped on the near sideline in front of Coach Moody. Go into the forecourt. A little push with the forearm. No whistle. And driven to the basketball back out on top is going to come Patterson. Jalen Patterson. And then Jake Thompson will commit a foul on Bass. There's another guy, Justin Batts, really good player. Just scored 4 in the first half. He has also not scored in the second half. It is only the second foul of the game for Jake Thompson. Batts' free throw is good. Tell you what, Baker down the stretch here has been really good at the free throw line. And in the second half, what are they, 2-5? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12 of 15 in the second half. That's pretty good shooting. One more shot coming up here, and it is short. BC rebounds it down. 89-78. And we've got 1:07 to play Here's Timmy, the long three. Wow, what a shot, Jaden Timmy. 18's got three timeouts left. 89-81. 52 seconds left. Yeah, there's a problem with the clock. At the end of the game, in the late minutes, that clock is supposed to stop after that shot. It did not. It ran and ran. I had the shot some seconds ago, and now the officials are going to say stop. Are they going to go to this? They're going to go to the video, right? Maybe. We got a foul call on Preston Reynolds. Just Benedict and foul as quickly as they could. They are not going to go to the video for this. Coming to the free throw line for Baker will come Patterson. 2 of 2 from the line tonight. Patterson, 21 points. Having a big night, this free throw. Right in there. He's just spot on. And Patterson, not a big guy. 5'10" senior. Went to Richardson High School. 22 points now. Ravens trail by 9. Second shot. Looking, shooting. Gets it. Patterson makes it 91-81. And we're at 50. Excuse me, Fender Nixon. Coming up the floor. Into the forecourt, Sam. Hungry stick over to Ahmad. Out on top, Jaden Timmy. Cutting in the middle of Sam, feeding underneath is Preston. Crosses over, lays it in. So Preston Reynolds will get the bucket. And BC's going to take a timeout at 37 seconds left. Just while I'm going to hang on to it here, let me just do a little updating of a few things. First of all, the score, it is 91-83. It's over the second time Benedictine is back to within 8. With the clock. 37 and a half seconds to go. Benedict is going to be back in action. And we'll be with him, of course, as we always are here on Care Radio, Saturday afternoon. Well, maybe I should rephrase that. Saturday at noon. They've revised those times, so check your calendar. The Benedictine ladies begin in the Nolan Gymnasium at 12 o'clock. The Benedictine men at 2. The Ravens are going to be hosting Park University. You'll be able to hear them, of course, live here on Q Radio. 12 and 2 Saturday. There will be the Sidewalk Cafe back in place. Seems like quite a hit. There's going to be some student recognition. There's going to be some cool stuff. And you're going to be able to get through the game and have time to tune in what might be your favorite professional football game. Here we go. The ball comes in, and Baker will have it in the backcourt. They'll get it across the timeline. Regatuso will go in and come up, and he really wanted that. He missed it. And now we have just blowing into the lane for Baker Jones. Corey Jones. Is there no foul? Hold on. There's no foul. I'm waiting to see. Apparently there is no foul. Okay. Ravens going to bring it in. 27-26 left. Ungershick to the top. Timmy from way out there. My goodness, how does he hit those shots? Timmy for three. Joseph, we're going to take this timeout. Ravens are out of the short one. They're going to take a full one, and so shall we. 22 seconds to go in the game. It is Baker 91, Benedictine 86.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Ravens utilizing a full timeout. They have one remaining. We've got 22 seconds to play in the game. 91-86 Baker. Oh, yeah, that's the same Benedictine team that was down, what, very nearly 30 not that long ago. I've got them. I'm just looking down here trying to see what the maximum was. There's 28 they trailed by there in the second half. That might have been the largest differential in the second half for BC. It's 28. But now, down 5. It is less than a 2-possession Baker lead. Benedictine, guys out on the floor have been doing a job. Sam Ungashek, 13 points. Preston Reynolds, 11. Ahmad Lewis, 16. Jaden Timmy, 17. Jake Thompson, how about him? Jake's out on the court. He's got 4. So 17 Timmy, 16 Lewis, 13 Ungashek, 11 Reynolds, 10 Joel Adise. Belt with 9. Ravens are pressing on the inbound. Chasing the ball, and there's going to be the foul on Ungashek. And for Baker, they were able to bring Justin back to the free throw line. You've got to try to get the ball in the hands of who you feel are some of your better free throw shooters, and Bass is certainly one of those. Even though he's 1-3 from the floor and 0-2 from 3 points tonight, he is 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. He has only 5 points this evening. So let's see what Justin Bass out of Memphis, Tennessee, has to bring to the game here in the waning moment. Big clutch free throw, rolls around and in. That makes it a 6-point game. Game that was going along at breakneck pace earlier has slowed way, way, way down. One more free throw coming up for Bat. Long look, hard look, free throw good. Bats will hit them both. 93-86. BC to the left side, Ahmad. That on top to Sam. Fires one up in traffic. It's going to be short. Baker rebounds it down, and the Ravens are going to foul him with 6 seconds to go. So Benedictine, after a furious comeback in the second half, is going to fall just inches short of a very good Baker team coming into the ballgame tonight at 13-4. Back at the line for the Wildcats, Quentin Harvey shoots and hits. Quentin didn't do much in the second half. 11 in the first half. That is his 3rd point in the second half. Harvey's 2nd free throw. Got him in there. And I'll tell you what, Baker, the free throw line has saved him in this game. Beasley cuts it to 5, but Baker doesn't hit all these free throws. Here's a long shot for the Ravens with the buzzer. No good. Final score tonight. Baker is able to hold on to win it. 893-86 over Benedictine. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy 6 crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hey, right back with you here in Baldwin City, Kansas, where tonight Baker puts together a massive lead early in the ballgame, and then they didn't have it anymore. Just Benedict and his battle back. Phenomenal comeback ever. Unfortunately for the Ravens, falling just a little bit short tonight. Baker holding on to win 93-86. Recapping the scoring for you. First of all, for the Wildcats, how about Jalen Patterson? 8-13 shooting the ball tonight. 23 points to lead all scorers. Braden Wiggs had 21 right on his heels. 15 for Quentin Harvey and Noah Rigatusa with 14. 7 tonight for Bats. Kelly with 7. Griffith 6. And 2 tonight for Corey Jones. For Benedict, then. 17-point game for Jaden Timmy. Ahmad Lewis had 16. 13 this evening for Sam Ungashik. Preston Reynolds had 11. Joel Adise had 10. PC, 5 players in double-figure scoring. Braden Bell had 9. Four apiece for both Jake Thompson and Tyson Gaffey, and 2 tonight for Hunter Schneider. Going to hang around a minute and see if we can visit with Coach, if he's able to get out of that locker room and get up here. Let's see. Baker ended up still shooting great numbers tonight, but Benedictson came back and got right up there. Baker ends up 31-54, 57%. Benedictson 31-58, 53%. So both teams hit, now watch this, here's the difference in the game. Both teams hit 31 shots. Both teams hit 11 threes. Baker, 11 of 23, Benedictine, 11 of 25. So both teams, 31 goals, both teams, 11 threes. So where's the difference? It's got to be the free throw line, right? Sure. The Ravens, perfect. They were 13 of 13. But Baker, 88%, 22 of 25, let's see, 9 more free throws, and they win by 9. So all the difference in the world in this game ultimately came to the free throw line. Ravens turning it over 20 times to Baker's 18. Baker capitalized really on those turnovers, scoring 31 points off those 20 turnovers. Rebounds, Baker with a 26-20 advantage in this one, and so on and on we go. Benedictine did not block a shot, and the Ravens had 11 steals tonight. So for Benedictine, kind of a tough one here this evening. The Ravens are going to fall to 10-9 on the season and move to 8-5 in the conference. For Baker, big boost. They stay in the top three in the conference, going to 14-4. They are 9-3, and been a very good job, I think, by Baker head coach Sean Dooley. He's been able to bring in some really good players and kind of has his team in a good spot. For BC, next game coming up is going to be in the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine is going to be at home Saturday. Talk about it in the afternoon. You're going to want to check your sketch. BC at home, noon for the ladies game. And for the Benedictine guys, it will be a 2 o'clock tip-off, so you'll be able to attend those games and catch the late game. For the Benedictine ladies, a tough outing tonight is kind of like the guys' game. Benedictine got behind early. They were down 18 at halftime, down 16 after three quarters, ultimately losing by 20. But really, guys at least were able to hit a few late shots and got the thing a little bit closer. But said and done, same outcome of the game as both games come up a little bit short. Here on Care Radio tomorrow, we're going to be with you from high school basketball tournament, says we will travel to Valley Falls. We were down there a couple of nights ago. Going to go back down there. Games at 6 o'clock and at 7:30 from the Valley Falls Boys Invitational Tournament. Saturday we've got Benedictine, and then on next week we'll be bringing you girls tournament action from the Benedictine Women's Tournament, as they're going to be up in we're going to be with them down in Winchester, the JCN Girls Tournament. And with that said, again, let me give a little tip of the hat to head coach Steve Nolan and the JCN girls on the big win. Some people are calling it upset. I don't know if coach would call it that, but the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers defeating Jackson Heights tonight 47-45. So that was a good outing for JZN to come with over a really, really high-quality Jackson Heights team. Up until a couple of days ago, they'd won 51 conference games consecutively. ACCHS broke that streak, what, 10 days ago maybe or something like that. But they have been very, very successful. They are very, very good. And so, all that said, hanging around here, hoping to get Coach a chance to come up, and we always like to have a little post-game chat, and like to give him a chance to do that, if we possibly can. But got a few things to get handled as well here, see what we can do with that. I'm trying to think of any other things that we can cover. I keep looking from side to side, waiting for Coach to pop out of the gate somewhere here, but haven't seen him come out. Tell you what we might do is we're just trying to think of things to do to stretch some time. Men's basketball. Let's go to the schedule. Let's see what other games are going on around the conference right now. See if we can figure out who's doing what. We'll rotate up here to today. Here we go. Games going on around the conference today. There's most of them are final, and if they're not final, they're getting pretty late in the contest. First one up, Clark loses at Graceland tonight. Yellow Jackets playing pretty well, winning at 85-68. You've got Penn over Grandview, 81-69 up in Oskaloosa, Iowa. It was Missouri Valley in a low-scoring game, defeating Culver Stockton this evening, 63-57. Missouri Valley, the team we just saw a couple of days ago, the Ravens defeated in overtime. Peru State gets into triple digits, 101-70 over Mount Mercy. You've got Evangel and Park, and that thing is coming right down to the wire. Evangel, 67, Park, 65, with about a half a minute to go. And let's see, I'm looking up and down here trying to decide. Oh, there's one other game, and it's still got a little bit of time left in it, but there's no time left for Mid-America. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame, Central Methodist in front, 82-57. Oh, here comes Coach Moody making his way up here. Now let me get my stuff pulled out here and stretched out where we can have a quick chat with him. We'll get this unwrangled here and unraveled, and yo, Coach, see if we got that out here. Fire us anything that, if you got any sound in that yet.
No, I can hear.
Oh, hey, good. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, joining us post-game. And I'll tell you what, Coach, Baker's really, really good. Put up a lead, but your guys had so much heart, so much desire. They fought so hard and played so well. It made this thing a game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they are really good, and they're really, really good at home right now. I mean, that first 15 minutes, Tom, is kind of a blur. I mean, they set records, I think, on percentages in the first half. They were like 65 from three and 78 from the field. And I don't think that we guarded particularly the best we've ever guarded, but it wasn't the worst. Their pace was great. They banged in tough shots. And then when that happens and all of a sudden you're in this, you know, hole of like 12 points to start the game, I mean, literally like the first 4 minutes, you start to do things that are uncharacteristic of what the game plan is. You start to try to solve problems on your own as a player. And we kind of went rogue on some stuff, and that just opened up even more holes. So, you know, you dig a 24-point hole at some point. I think that was the highest throughout the game, against a really good team. And I mean, this thing comes down to, like, you know, God, I love this group. I mean, they do fight, but if we don't figure out how to not give them the ball 20 times a game, I mean, we're not going to win these kind of games. You can't give a high powered offense like Baker 20 turnovers in a game. But I mean, you know, with that said, like, we cut it to five, had a chance to get it to a one possession game. I mean, I told them at halftime, like, nobody thinks we're going to get this thing close. And we all believed we could. It's just a matter of grinding it out. So it's a tough one. We gotta flush it, though. We don't have time, you know, less than 48 hours and we're playing at home on Saturday.
Yeah. You look at the things that you did. You knew you had to score a bunch of points in the second half and come back. You scored what, 56 points in the second half? That's good numbers, man. That's bat numbers.
It is. I mean, you know, and guys stepped up. Temmie stepped up. You know, Sam stepped up. You know, we had guys. Jake played well today, I thought. Preston played well. you know, they beat us up a little bit with our, I mean, our the matchup with the five-man, Tyson and Joel and Hunter against Wiggs and Harvey a little bit. I'm not sure we won that matchup today, which we did at our place. We won that matchup at our place. We really did a great job of not letting Wiggs get off, and he had 21 today, which I'm sure was kind of their goal. You know, we really defended him well, and I didn't think that we did a good enough job of not letting him get touches down low. But, you know, to start the game, Tom, their best three players, Patterson, at the half, Patterson, Harvey, and Wiggs, who are their three best players, were 15 of 16 from the field. And you know, what, our defense is not that bad. I think we're pretty good. I think those guys really, really had a good night tonight. And, you know, when you see that, you just got to start playing. Our guys, I thought we played really well the second half, played with a lot more energy, played with a lot more pace. You know, and now here we are, you know, grinding. So I thought we played our tails off. I love this group. It's just we ran into, and I'm no excuses by any means, but I just told them in the locker room, I'm like, guys, I don't know in the 12 years that I've been the head coach if we've ever had to play four games in 8 days. And the first three, for certain, I know this has never happened. We're three in a row or on the road. I said, let's flush this, and you win, and you go three out of four with that schedule on Saturday, I think we'd take it. We would have taken that looking at this week, you know. So this one hurts because, like, you got smacked and, you know, you didn't get up right away. But then you got up and you found a way to get back in and cut it to five. And, you know, so that they're hurting. But we don't have time, you know. Like, we got to get ready tomorrow, and we play Park at 2 on Saturday.
Baker had something here tonight that I love and that you're going to want Saturday, and that was a really good crowd.
Yeah, fantastic crowd.
Good crowd.
Yeah, they had, I'll put a challenge out there if anybody's listening, but their baseball, their softball, their football team, they were all here. And I said that to, you know, before the game, I told the guys, like, you know, this is the games you want to be in. I mean, you have a reputation as a program that, like, yes, Baker's playing well, but, like, they're going to show up when BC shows up because they know it's going to be a good game. You're going to fight and claw and put on a show. And energy is good. It doesn't matter whether it's negative or positive energy. We like playing in front of energy, and I thought our guys fed off it in the second half and just did a heck of a job. You know, I know we're gassed right now, and I hope we can find a way to get it back by Saturday, but I think everybody in the league by Saturday is going to be gassed on this week.
How come this week had the old-school Monday, Thursday,
well,
Saturday?
We went to divisions, you know, this past year or 2 years ago, and because of that, there's an odd kind of scheduling model. And the way we long story short, there has to be 1 week.
This was
to keep it, yep, yeah. To keep the schedule right and to get all the games in. And, you know, none of us as coaches really like it. It's not really necessarily good for player, you know, physical health and mental well-being.
Weren't we doing this when you were playing that Monday, Thursday, Saturday, right?
That's why I was 162 pounds by the end of the season, you know, because you just leave it all out on the floor. But, you know, I mean, it's 1 week. These guys are we've got a great strength coach. We've got a fantastic trainer. You know, they've worked all week getting them, you know, to a place where they could mount a comeback like that, you know, and so we'll be all right on Saturday. Everybody's going to be tired, but, yeah, I mean, this one's just tough. It's tough to swallow, but, Baker's a really good team. You know, if we'd have played a little better at home, maybe get them there. It's tough to beat this team here this year. They're very, very talented. This is definitely a tournament worthy team, right now, and we'll see how they finish up.
Yeah, they're 14-4, but now for the fans, talk about it. Fun teams to watch, good teams to play against, and a great coach, a guy who I really like. We got Park coming up there Saturday.
Yeah, this is going to be a good game. You know, Park's got a couple guys back that they didn't have when we beat them down there at their place, a really talented player, and that's a transfer for him who's back and healthy. You know, we moved the games at noon and 2. There will be a student appreciation day where we're going to be giving the students, you know, some sort of food gift, I guess is the best way to put it, popcorn, drink, maybe a candy bar, I don't know. We've got Courtside Cafe that day. It's Nathan's Jumbo Hot Dog and Chips and dessert and a drink for like $8. The band's going to be there. The cheer team's going to be there. We're going to recognize all of our 3.0 student athletes at halftime of the girls and the guys games. And so I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. You know, you can cheer us on, and then after the game, you can go hang out and watch the Chiefs. But, you know, we'll be ready to roll. This is a fun group. They battled tonight. They found a way to get back in the game. We'll be ready to roll on Saturday and give it heck.
Coach, get them home. Give them a nap.
Appreciate
you, Saturday.
Yeah, they're going to get some rest tomorrow for sure. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys, as we wrap it up here this evening. Again, Benedictine on the road this evening. We travel to Baker, but the Wildcats won both games. Tomorrow night, high school hoops. Saturday, Benedictine. Thanks for joining us. Till we reach you next time, for Joseph in the studio. From here in Baldwin City, Tom Katz, getting out of here. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedict and Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.